Good Sunday morning. It is Radar, and you hear me on 99.1 The Mix, Monday through Fridays from 5 a.m. till 10 a.m. And this is our Sunday morning public affairs show where we feature all sorts of things that, well, you can be interested in. And there's a lot of things that you are interested in going on in our community, around our state, anything involving Wisconsin, Milwaukee, anything that involves you, we're pretty much talking about here on the public affairs show. This week, we are talking with Jessa Doms, the executive director of Skills USA Wisconsin. It's all about the kids. Jessa, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Radar.
This is the, what we're talking about is going to be the 49th annual State Leadership and Skills Conference. Happens at the Alliant Energy Center and MATC. That's April 5th and 6th. But before we get to that, Jessa, since you're the pro, we wanted to know from you, what is the Skills USA Wisconsin all about? I mean, we know it's a nonprofit organization, but what is the whole thing, maybe some history, and basically why students are involved in Skills USA Wisconsin?
Absolutely. Well, Skills USA is what we call a career and technical student organization, or CTSO, and it's devoted to students who are planning to enter the trades and skilled and technical service occupations. We've been serving middle, high school, and college and post-secondary students here in Wisconsin for approximately 49 years. And because we're a member organization, our students actually engage with SkillsUSA through their school's career and technical education, or CTE, classes. And they usually have one or more dedicated teachers who serve in the role of advisor. The mission of SkillsUSA is to empower its members to become world-class workers, leaders, and responsible citizens. And the goal is to improve the quality of our nation's future skilled workforce through what we call framework skills. So personal, workplace, technical skills. We want every single student who comes out of high school and out of their post-secondary training to be the equivalent of the most highly skilled workforce in the world. We want them all to have career success.
So this is like for people who are maybe 40, 50 years old, like I am right now, this is kind of like being back in high school. I had friends who were in the vocational clubs.
Yes, absolutely. It used to be VICA. And so I am of the same age bracket. And when I was in high school, it was the Vocational Industrial Clubs of America. It wasn't until like early 2000s that we became SkillsUSA.
So it's basically the same thing. So that's very familiar for people who were going to high school in the 80s. If you're an 80s baby, you know what that is. Yeah, that's right. The
Absolutely.
Vocational clubs. Yeah, I remember a lot of people that were in vocational clubs. And like you said, for students that are looking to go right into the trades, this is a cool thing to be all a part of. Skills USA Wisconsin, Jessa Doms is the executive director. Talk about what's taking place now at this 49th annual Skills USA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference. This is Tuesday and Wednesday, April 5th and 6th. Takes place at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. So this is a big time deal. What all is involved with this 49th annual Skills USA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference?
Well, students have been gearing up for this conference all year. And I want to backtrack a little bit because our students have been engaging in smaller scale competitions and conferences right from the start of the school year. So we ran our welding challenge events, which were just a series of competitions where students from local area get together and engage in welding competitions. We ran our district or local level series of competitive events, our regionals, and now we're gearing up for state. And so everything builds on itself so that students can participate in more kind of smaller scale competition, before they move on to the state level.
So this is kind of like a sport, like, you know, you have your regular season,
absolutely,
you got your playoffs, and now you go to state.
Absolutely. We build the exact same way as you would for a state conference or state competition in athletics. So when students come on Tuesday, April 5th to the Alliant Energy Center, we're going to kick off our state conference with our opening ceremony. And at the opening ceremony, we recognize new chapters. We recognize our business and industry partner of the year. There's some different awards that are announced. And then throughout the course of that afternoon, students take part in things like contest briefings. They may take written test components if they're necessary to their contest. We train voting delegates who are going to serve as delegates during our state officer elections. We have a trade show style exhibitor booths. We anticipate nearly 50 different educational business and industry partners who are going to be represented at the event. so students can kind of wander the floor and talk to them. And then Wednesday, April 6th, that's when we're going to kick off the majority of our over 80 different career competitions.
Wow.
And those are all going to start around 8 a.m.
Now, you mentioned welding is one of the events. What are a few other examples of some of the events that kids are all a part of?
So if you were walking the event space and observers are welcome, you could see carpentry, cosmetology, students in engineering challenges, first aid and CPR. They might be in small engines or power equipment technology contests, robotics, screen printing. I mean, the possibilities are endless. We bring in a semi-tractor and folks are in the diesel competition.
Wow.
Every single contest is developed, facilitated, and judged by business and industry partners who are looking for the competencies that are needed to be an entry-level employee in that trade or skilled and technical occupation.
That's amazing that it's high school kids that are doing that. That's just amazing. And I guess I think back to when I was in high school, it's like, wow, I don't know if I could have been part of this. But man, there are some pretty talented kids in the state.
Mm-hmm. There definitely are. And you mentioned welding a moment ago. So just to kind of outline what a contest looks like, a competitor in our individual welding contest would receive contest drawings, and they would get a set of welding procedure specifications that all conform to the American Welding Society standards. And then that student would move through a series of stations, and they would be tested on aspects of welding, including using different weld methods to produce a final product. And what's really neat about our contest is that everything from a student's dress to their process to the final product is being judged. So every competitor actually turns in a resume at their competition, and they are essentially treating the contest like a job interview.
Whoa, that is pretty awesome. And that, like you mentioned, get your foot in the door as you want to make your way into the trades, or your son or daughter wants to make their way into the trades after high school. Yeah, and we're talking to Jessa Doms, the Executive Director of Skills USA Wisconsin. It's the 49th annual Skills USA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 5th and 6th. Jessa, is this open to the public? Can people go in and kind of watch the competition?
Yes, this is open to the public. We do allow observers to come in and see the competitions. Again, since most of our contests are taking place at the Alliant Energy Center, we have kind of set up the floor so that there's a ring around and folks can wander around and look from contest to contest. And absolutely, folks are welcome to come and participate and observe. And then as we move into our closing ceremonies and award presentations Wednesday evening, that would be closed to the public. And that's where we're going to recognize our gold and silver and bronze medalists. And winners receive prizes and scholarships, items that have been donated by state and national industry partners. And then what's really, really neat for our gold medal winners is that they're invited to move on to the national competition that takes place in Atlanta, Georgia in June.
So there is a national, I was going to ask you that, there's a national competition for this. So it's not just saying, hey, I won state. If you win it or, you know, you do really well and you qualify to go to National Skills USA Conference, that is a pretty big deal. Now, have people from Wisconsin, you know, offhand made it to nationals in the past?
Yes, we are always well represented. Pre-COVID, because we've had a little bit of a lull the last couple of years, pre-COVID, we were sending 80 plus individuals, assume one per contest area for the middle high school level and one per contest area for the college post-secondary level. And so we're putting together a really nice group to go down to nationals, and they tend to do very well in competition at nationals. And there's even international competition as well. And that's kind of like the Olympics for the skilled and technical occupations of the world. It's absolutely fascinating.
Wow, that's amazing that it goes that many steps. So here you are competing, you know, locally for state, for national, and then, like you mentioned, also international. We're talking with Jessa Doms here on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. She's the Executive Director of Skills USA Wisconsin. Now, you mentioned These are competitions for kids in high school who want to go on to the trades after high school. What makes students want to get involved in Skills USA?
Well, I think initially students want to get involved with Skills USA because of these competitions. The contests truly test a student's skill level, and the ones who excel are going to receive recognition, you know, medals, prizes, potentially the opportunity to move on to national competitions, as we chatted about. But once students begin to understand all of the other ways that they can get involved in the organization, they often move into leadership roles within their local chapters or at the state level. And our alumni keep coming back year after year to volunteer, and they want to stay involved because of the relationships and the camaraderie that they built while they were a part of the organization.
That's pretty awesome. And again, we're talking with Jessa Doms, the executive director of Skills USA Wisconsin. Happening on April 5th and 6th is the 49th annual Skills USA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference. Now, you had mentioned about COVID. There was a two-year lull for the competition. How has it been putting together this year's competition? Is there anything that if people are going, because as you mentioned, this competition is open to the public in Madison at the Alliant Energy Center. Is there anything that people should be aware of as far as any COVID-19 protocols for the competition?
Well, right now, you know, we're trying to build back after COVID, and, you know, it's hit our schools fairly hard over the last couple of years, and we have experienced all of those challenges right alongside our schools because we are a student organization. We are incredibly excited to be back in person this spring to celebrate the accomplishments of our youth. At the moment, we are still evaluating things like mask mandates. We're going to follow all, community, local, state guidelines, especially those in Dane County and those that the Alliant Energy Center is implementing. And so really, we're just trying to keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening as things change day to day. And we continue to update our schools and our partners so that they know how to best prepare. And I just keep telling people, you know, right up until the day of, you may see changes, right? Because we just don't know anymore.
We've learned how to pivot.
We have. We have to be flexible and adapt.
Right, exactly. And that's something that the pandemic has taught us. All right, well, we can't do that. We're going to do it this way. And hopefully right. Everybody will have a good time. Again, we're talking with Jessa Doms, the executive director of Skills USA Wisconsin. And it's all about that big competition, the 49th annual Skills USA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference, April 5th and 6th, Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Now, if there's somebody, the parents are thinking, well, my kid likes to weld or my kid likes carpentry, and you can, you know, do that in high school. And then maybe if you want to go right into the trades, that's fine. But what benefits do students get from the Skills USA participation? I mean, does it give them a leg up on anything?
Yes, definitely. So, I would say that, you know, when it comes to these competitions and engaging with the organization, these students are in their training classes and their training programs. So, for example, if a student is taking an automotive service or an automotive technician course in their high school, they may come to our automotive service technology contest right after the first class. They may take a series of classes first and come as a quote-unquote expert. They're preparing throughout the year. They're engaging with their advisor. They're engaging with the curriculum. And ultimately, because of their Skills USA participation overall, in addition to that competition aspect, they're really being given the tools to be workforce ready. They're learning the value of engaging with their community and local business and industry partners. They're learning how to advocate for their program area, for themselves. I think too many students don't necessarily understand how to explain the value of entering the trades or entering a skilled and technical service occupation. They're not sure how to talk about it. They don't have the vocabulary. And so Skills USA gives them that language to speak about why they're passionate about their career area. They're being developed as leaders. They're given the chance, obviously, to take part in those work-based learning opportunities like our competitions and the state championships as well.
And we're talking with Jessa Doms, the executive director of Skills USA Wisconsin, here on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. And you are hearing this public affairs interview on all of our sister stations, 99.1 The Mix, KISS FM 103.7, also on our sports station, AM 1250, and Hot 105.7. And Jessa is here to talk about and let you know about the 49th annual Skills USA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference happening Tuesday and Wednesday, April 5th and 6th, all at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Just as you have said, this is kind of like the state competition for football or girls basketball, but it's all about the vocations, kids who want to go into the trades right away. Now, it's not just the kids who want to go into the trades after high school. They can't just sit there and go, okay, this is what I'm going to do they kind of need a little help, a little helping hand. So that's where the advisors, the teachers come into this whole thing. What do advisors believe is important to have their students participate in SkillsUSA? Why are they saying, hey, let's go participate in this challenge?
I think one of the reasons advisors see the value is because they know that students who are participating in SkillsUSA are going on to be tomorrow's skilled workforce. These are students who often stay in their local communities and they serve as leaders amongst their peers. And students who have participated in SkillsUSA have built confidence in their skill set. They've developed personal and workplace skills to be successful long-term in their profession. And I can't think of any educator who doesn't want that for their students.
Absolutely. It's almost like a track coach or a cheerleading coach wants their kids, their players, quote unquote, to do well. And there's practices, obviously, for sporting events, and then there's competitions and stuff. What do advisors do with the students to help them prepare for this competition? And again, we are talking about the 49th annual SkillsUSA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference in Madison, April 5th and 6th.
Well, beyond the learning that's happening in the regular school day and in the CTE classes, SkillsUSA advisors are some of the most engaged educators I've ever worked with. I mean, they're meeting with students before and after school, over lunches, they're running school-based enterprises, they're hosting district-level competitions, they volunteer at our events, they assist with fundraisers and community service projects. I mean, these are folks who genuinely want to see their students succeed, and they have a heart for the organization and for what it can do for young people.
And we're talking with Jessa Doms. She's the executive director of SkillsUSA Wisconsin, if you're just joining us on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. And we're also talking about the 49th annual SkillsUSA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference on Tuesday, April 5th, Wednesday, April 6th. And it's all taking place at Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Now, Jessa, if there's parents, educators listening right now, because we know there are, we've got four different radio stations everyone can listen to, plus our Odyssey app on your smartphone. You can listen to all of our Sunday Morning Public Affairs right on your smartphone. There may be people out there, as I mentioned, parents, educators, who don't have a SkillsUSA chapter or want to start one now that they've heard you talk about how cool and how incredible this is for high school students to participate in. And again, that's high school students that are looking to go right into the trades after high school. So how can an educator or a parent start that process of getting their school to start a SkillsUSA chapter?
Great question. Any school that wants to start a SkillsUSA chapter can connect with the state office. We have a chapter engagement coordinator who works directly with all new chapters to help them every single step of the way. So, I mean, ultimately, all a school needs to start would be a few interested students and a teacher who's willing to serve as their advisor. And one suggestion that I give to schools or parents or students who are interested in starting a chapter would be to come and observe a regional or state competition to really get a better understanding of what these events look like, because they're going to get excited and those young people are going to go back and help generate interest at their school, which does the work for the educator, right? And, you know, no prospective advisor has ever left state championships saying, oh, gee, I wouldn't want to participate in that in the future.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it sounds like it's a lot of fun. And again, it's the 49th annual SkillsUSA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference, Tuesday, Wednesday, April 5th and 6th. Jessa Doms, the executive director of SkillsUSA Wisconsin. Do you have a website where there's more information that you can put out there right now?
We do. So you can go to www.skillsusa-wi.org.
And you can get all the information there on how to start a chapter, what type of competitions there are. The whole schedule is on the website as well. So I was just jotting it down here too. SkillsUSA-wi.org. We've also got this posted on our website. So in case you miss it, you can always grab it there. And again, Jessa Doms, the executive director of SkillsUSA Wisconsin, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. And good luck to all the students who are taking part in the 49th annual SkillsUSA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference, April 5th and 6th at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. It's open to the public, as Jessa has said, so you can cheer on all the kids who are looking to go from high school right into the trades, right into that workforce. And maybe, who knows, Maybe we'll get some state winners moving on to that national level. That's always awesome to see. And also the international level. So, Jessa, if you keep in contact with us, we'd love to hear about how Wisconsin does coming up in state and hopefully national and international. Thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
Thank you.